Welcome, councillors, staff, and visitors. Edith, welcome. I will declare the meeting open at 3:30 PM. The Shire of Nowanbrot would like to acknowledge the Goring people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. The Shire of Nowanbrot would also like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, of the Noongar Nation, and extend that respect to other Aboriginals present. Attendance is recorded, and Councillor Kittle. Is an apology. She is unwell, and I spoke to her this morning, and it is in everyone's best interest that she isn't here. And we have no approved leaves of absence. Are there any applications for a leave of absence for our May meeting? Public question time.
So Madam President, I'll respond to the questions that you reversed.
Please do.
Councillors, you may recall in the March meeting, Edith Robinson actually asked a question. The question was, what is the flow rate and mineral content of the mineral springs can Shire please undertake a database search? And the response is that Shire has completed a thorough database search, however, we were unable to locate any information related to these matters.
Thank you. Are there any questions today?
No.
Are there any declarations of financial interest or interests affecting impartiality from councillors?
Yes.
No petitions, declarations or presentations? Confirmation of previous meeting minutes. Of the recommendation that the minutes of ordinary meeting Ordinary Council meeting held on the 25th of March 2026 be confirmed as a true record of proceedings. Thank you, Councillor O'Meara, and seconded Councillor Craig. Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried.
Yes, Madam President.
6-0 carried. Thank you. I'm so excited that today we were going to get to 7.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter, you actually still have to vote.
Do I?
Yes, so Councillor Kittle is the councillor who hasn't voted. 9.2, special meeting of council minutes from the 15th of April 2026. Would someone like to move the officer recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council, the special council meeting held on the 15th of April 2026 be confirmed as a true record of proceedings? Thank you, Councillor Minister, and seconded Councillor Cray. Assuming I'm ready for a speak, let's all vote. All in favour? 6-0. Carried. Elected members' activity report. Councillor Callaghan, let's start with you.
No, I have nothing to add to that.
Thank nothing you. To add? Councillor Minister?
Just one addition, just through fault. Yesterday I had the NSPR meeting, but couldn't make it due to change of time. That was unfortunate. So,
yes.
But I'll be definitely willing to go to the next one. But other than that, everything is all up to date.
Thank you. Councillor Craig?
Yep. The only one I could talk about is Borden Pavilion Committee meeting on the 13th of April. Not a lot there. Just one thing out of it was their Borden X Cup weekend was cancelled more or less at the last minute, not very far out. Unfortunately, due to lack of numbers of entries from other sporting clubs. So yeah, they're having a good look at that now, probably. Decided that event's probably run its race, and that they will probably look at trying to do something else in the future to replace that event. They had received quite a lot of sponsorship money for that. It was well sponsored by a number of sponsors, and they were approaching all the sponsors to see if they would be happy to have their sponsorship money put into other events that they've got during the year. So I think the only other thing that came out of that meeting was they have making a small change to their constitution, which has recently been voted on, basically to do with name and a couple of other small things, so nothing significant there. I think that's about all from that meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Craig. Councillor Hemming, you probably worked out this is the opportunity for you to, if you, at any of the meetings that you attend representing council, it's your opportunity to bring that information back, or if you, if something's missed. You've already managed to get quite a few on your list in a very short time. Councillor O'Neill, have you got anything?
I have nothing to add, but just further to something Councillor Callaghan said before, I just would like to thank staff on the record for the bus tour. It was very informative. It was a really major look around a lot of the Shire and a lot of roads, infrastructure, rubbish tips. So thank you to Shire or staff for organising that.
Thank you. And my only other addition is the Health Alliance held a meeting which I attended by video, link up, and the Alliance has asked ALGA if they can use that opportunity of all of local governments coming together to organise an event for rural local governments who, like us, are championing the federal government for funding to reimburse local governments for the cost of a GP. So they're working with ALGA at the moment to get that underway. And my suggestion at that meeting was if we're doing it at ALGA, then we should definitely do it at our state conference for ALGA. And Caroline Robinson, who works representing the Alliance, has already made some progress with that. So the idea is that probably Caroline, I would say, will make a presentation of what we're up to and try to get some more local governments to join our alliance at a state level and at a federal level so we can continue our work championing state and federal government. Thank you. Okay, moving on to 11.1, appointment of newly elected member to committees. If there are any questions, we'll direct them to the CEO. If not, would someone like to thank you? Councillor Callaghan is going to move the Office of Recommendations 1, 2 and 3. Would someone like to second that, please? Thank you, Councillor O'Meehan. Would either of you like to speak?
Thank you.
No, anyone to speak against? No, let's vote. All in favour? 6-0, carry.
Locked in. No one told you that until that point you could have run away and hidden.
11.2, fuel price increase contingency budget amendment. If there are any questions, please direct them to the Deputy Chief Executive Officer. If there are no questions, would someone like to move Officer Recommendation 0426, the Council approves a budget amendment by removing the budget for the Whitehead Road demolition, $64,500, and reallocating it to a new budget line titled Fuel Price Increase Contingency. Thank you, Councillor Callaghan, and seconded Councillor Craig. Would either of you like to speak?
Just to be complimentary of the proactive nature of this work, absolutely essential. I think we all know that this is the way the world's going. I'm only going to say that I don't know that we're going to get out of this financial year with only $64,000, but it's a very good pickup in that we're solving a problem and it's not costing us anything. The next ones are likely to cost us something.
Thank you. Councillor Craig?
No.
Anyone to speak against? Let's vote. All in favour? 6-0. Carried. Item 11.3, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting from the 25th of March 2026. If there are any questions, please direct them to the Deputy Chief Executive Officer. If not, would someone like to move that Council receives and notes the unconfirmed minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 25th of March 2026. Thank you, Councillor Meehan. Seconded, Councillor Craig. Either of you to speak?
Just to say that I think it was another prudent decision to move to being in the race early for our independent members and how well they performed for us during that ARIC meeting. And I think councillors look forward and staff, I'm sure, to that progressing further.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Councillor Craig? Just to back up everything that Councillor O'Meehan said, but just to say that I think we, as councillors, all got more out of that meeting by having those independent members here than what we probably ever have before. So.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? No, let's vote. All in favour? 6-0, carried. Thank you. The community grants review, and the responsible officer is our community and economic development manager. So if you have any questions or comments, please direct them to the responsible officer. Councillor
Callaghan? No O'Callaghan.
Councillor.
you rolled over it, but it was there. Yes. I think a great ancestor, perhaps. Just a question, if I can, because it was something that got a bit of traction in the last week, and I can't remember if, when we discussed this before, we had set a cap on the amount that was going to be available for distribution or not.
What I've done is repeat what was in this year's budget.
Yes.
So 65,000, so 30,000, approximately 30,000 for smaller grants, 30,000 for the larger grants, and then 5,000 for the Shark Tank event. But if it comes to a point where, say, the smaller grants is underspent and we've got a few extra larger grant applications, we can use the overall pot to try and meet everybody's needs.
But it's circled at 60,000 in total.
Madam Chair, through the Chair, I'll also comment that obviously we'll allocate an amount in next year's budget, which obviously the Deputy CEO is working through now and will be workshop with you. So as part of that process, you'll have visibility of how much has been included, and if you want to adjust the number, there'll be that opportunity whilst the budget has been developed.
Thank you. There are no further questions. Would someone like to move officer recommendation 1 and 2? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Seconded, Councillor O'Meehan. Would either of you like to speak?
To observe that it's a timely piece of work. It's the intelligent endpoint to some development that has been going on in this space, and compliments to the team and Stuart. It's lovely to see. It's taken us from being a generous but soft touch in the community to a point where we can continue to support genuine organisations who bring a proper argument to us that says these are the reasons why we would like some money. And it allows us to continue to be supportive, but within a safe structure. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the officer recommendation? No? Then let's vote. All in favour? 6-0. Carried. Moving on to 11.5. List of payments made from the Municipal Fund and transaction card accounts for the period 1 to 31 March 2026. And again, the Deputy CEO is the responsible officer. So if there are any questions, please send them to Tom. If there are no questions, I'll ask someone to move officer recommendation that Council notes the payments of accounts for March 2026. As written. Thank you, Councillor Prey, and seconded Councillor Callaghan. Would either of you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Anyone to speak against? Let's vote. All in favour? 6-0 carried. I was going to read out that whole officer recommendation, and I looked at all the others and thought, definitely messed that up. Item 11.6, March 2026 monthly financial statements. Again, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer is the responsible officer. Do you have any questions? And if there aren't any, would someone...
Sorry, I do have one, and excuse me for my poor memory, because I know this is some, I just saw it in there when in council reserves, and I know this happened a while ago, but the Ongerup effluent reserve, Ongerup sewerage reserve, there was a transfer out of 50,000, and I can't remember where that, what the purpose of that was, where that went to. I know it happened some time ago because I've seen it before.
Sorry, without referring to a particular page, is that a transaction this financial year or a previous financial year?
I assume it's this financial
year. I think through the chair, I can answer that. In that regards, is that we undertook some CCTV works, which identified works that need to happen in regards to the pipeline, etc. We're still putting together the information on the actual works to occur, and that $50,000 was allocated in the budget to undertake some of those repair works. We didn't have a price, so we removed $50,000 to go towards those works, so that once we scope that out, we'll be then able to put out to get some quotes, so that if that doesn't occur, I'll assume that 50,000 will be kept.
Will we put that into the reserve?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. That explains and reminds me. I do remember it now. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Craig. Councillor O'Meath.
And I just have 1 minute. It's probably very self-explanatory. We were talking about inflows from investing activities, and it would down 22%. It's a timing thing. It just says the R2R road funding received is lower than the year-to-date budget. Wondering whether that's still to come in or whether we're not likely to get that.
Can I just say I welcome these questions, and so please, I'm sort of waiting for even more questions over time. And why that's important is that people read it, and there's financial statements will tell a story. So I welcome the questions. The investing, the outflow, the activities around investing activities are basically capital expenditure and capital revenue. The capital revenue is down. That can simply be an accounting finally difference in recognising revenue. Now with the capital works being delayed, skewed it towards the end of the year, let's say, I'm expecting the grant revenue to be similarly delayed in line with that. So I think you'll find that it's just a timing difference.
Yeah.
And I draw your attention to materials and contracts as well, where again, there's that $724,000 positive variance. You shouldn't use the word cost saving, but I think you'll find that's the truth of the pudding will be when we get to June 30th to really crystallise those cost savings. And without boring people around accounting specifics, there is a very good point about matching revenue and expenditure. And some of those things are only crystallised once you close off the account. So it's you pick up on a very good point. It's actually a really good point to ask about, certainly this time of year.
Thank you very much. Any other questions for the CEO?
No.
If not, would someone like to move the office recommendation that we receive the monthly financial statements for the month of March 2026? Thank you, Councillor Minotaur, and seconded Councillor Craig. Would either of you like to speak?
No.
Anyone to speak against? Let's vote. All in favour? Still carried. Okay. There's no report and decision. No urgent business introduced by decision of council. No motion of which previous notice has been given. Then I will inform everyone that the date of our next ordinary council meeting will be on Wednesday, the 27th of March.
This is yours.
May?
No, this is yours.
I'm not going back in time. And I would like to thank council. I would like to thank staff for the excellent work in preparing all of those reports. I would like to thank our visitor, Edith, thank you, and declare the meeting closed at 3:51 p.m.